Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for September 26th and 2016 and October 3rd, 2016.
I don't want to approve those minutes till I talk to legal on the executive session minutes. I'm just warning you guys to make the decision on the other part of it. I know there's been questions asked through emails for the release of those minutes. But until we talk to legal and there is phone calls into legal about that issue, I do not want to approve those minutes.
What about the regular session minutes?
Fine, I'm fine with regular session minutes. I don't have those written down here on this. What did you say? What did you have on those? Just the regular?
It'd be September 26th and October
3rd. There'll be no September the 26th. Well, that's when we met in Springfield, wasn't it?
Well, we met and did accounts payable at the very beginning.
Oh, the accounts payable would be the only issue on that date. Motion for approval of the regular session minutes for September the 26th.
About October 3rd.
And October 3rd?
And October the 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Can we make a motion to table those others until we may get a phone call before the day is over to go ahead and approve those executive session minutes? Can we? I'll make a motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Geography Awareness Week proclamation and Geography Information Systems Day.
Can we talk about it?
Is that what you're here for?
Yes.
We have a proclamation. Can we read the proclamation?
Just you.
This is a proclamation by the honorable members of the County Commission of Taney County, whereas the week of November 13th through 19th, 2016 has been elected Geographic Awareness Week, and the day of November 16th, 2016 has been elected as Geographic Information Systems, GIS Day. And whereas the world is increasingly interconnected and independent, but too many students lack understanding of the world's geography within and beyond our country's borders. And whereas Geography Awareness Week promotes the geo-literacy and education in the nation's school and communities, which is an essential part of the 21st century education and has been a congressionally mandated week since 1987. And whereas Geographic Information Systems, GIS, technologies are now a powerful tool for supporting emergency services, homeland security, economic development, environmental protection, crime mapping, health care, long-range planning, and much more. And whereas teachers, students, and communities across Taney County will gain further understanding about how our world is made up of interconnected human and natural systems, with special emphasis this year on the 2016 theme of Explore the Power of Parks, using resources developed by the National Geographic Society, the Missouri Geographic Alliance, and other committed organizations during Geography Awareness Week throughout the school year. Now, therefore, we, the honorable members of the County Commission of Taney County, do hereby proclaim November 13th through 19th, 2016, as Geographic Awareness Week, and Wednesday, November 16th, 2016, as GIS Day throughout Taney County, and encourage all citizens to participate in this special observance, with students sharing in their geographic research and academic achievement.
Do we need to make a motion as to accept this?
Is that what you want to do? Okay. Move to accept the proclamation read by Commissioner Schofield, making November 13th through the 19th Geography Awareness Week, and November 16th as Geographic Information Systems Day.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
See ya.
University of Missouri Extension update. I don't see anybody here. We'll move on down to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and a letter of support.
We use the same letter usually every year.
Just change the year on it. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District End letter of support.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Hollister funding agreement for Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvements Project.
Morning.
Morning.
As stated, this is a funding agreement request submitted by the City of Hollister in regards to the Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project. This lift station sets right on the banks of Turkey Creek, and it's probably the, or if not the, it's one of the largest lift stations that the city maintains. But the amount being requested through this funding agreement is $187,936.45. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to rehabilitate the lift station by installing 3 50-horsepower submersible sewage pumps, updated electrical components, replace the guide rails, install new check valves, and provide a general cleaning of the wet well, removing accumulated sludge and debris that's built up there over the years. This lift station, under normal conditions, pumps approximately 500,000 gallons per day, with one-third of that wastewater being from the city residences, and then the majority of that flow from the Regional Sewer District's Poverty Point and Short Creek systems, and the College of the Ozarks has some flow mixed in with that also. I have included with this cost information provided by Mr. Terry Bashir, City of Public Works Supervisor. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on September 1st, 2016. The copies of the funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of the funding agreement, since it's been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. This project started with the city wanting to upgrade the lift station with bigger pumps. The pumps that were there were barely keeping up with the increasing flow that the City of Hollister has been seeing increase over the last few years. So they went through the hydraulic study. If you may remember, we went through an engineering and an evaluation phase of this project. And now what we've got to today is the results of that engineering design. The city has bid this work out with Cruise Construction being selected to be the contractor to provide the work under the oversight of the city, Mr. Bashir's and his staff. And then they also bid out the electrical work. That's being done by Solutions by Dale. Dale's a local contractor that does a lot of work for the sewer district and the other entities in the area. So this work was placed out for bid, and those bids have been selected, and the city is now at the point just requesting assistance funding wise through the funding agreement process.
Do you have any questions on this?
No,
So this is one we've kind of known about.
Yeah, this is one that we definitely planned for. It's on the radar, and it's been, you know, going through the phases. So it's definitely one of the projects that we had approved back early on.
And there's plenty of money in that budgeting.
Right now, if this was approved, I'll have $297,000, a little over that, still unencumbered, out of the $4 million that we budgeted this year. We've completed 6 of the 9 funding agreement projects that we approved so far this year. And I've got some, you know, I'd like to talk to y'all sometime whenever we get a chance about how we want to approach some of these projects that won't be able to get it completed by year's end, if that's an issue, or if we want to do a carryover, or how do we want to address that. This one here, I'm sure will be done before the end of the year, and I've got one from Taneyville, and there's no doubt what it'll be done within a month if we approve it. But I do have a couple of larger ones coming up that just want to see how y'all wanted to address that. Well, one from Hollister and one from Rockaway Beach. They're engineering, and they won't be able to get the engineering completed before the end of the year.
I have no problem with approving this. I just want to keep close tabs on the amount of funding available for the others that are requesting, and I see Taneyville has one also, don't they, today?
Not today. There was a funding agreement request went up there Friday. I'm hoping that we might be able to get to that Monday. It's
Where did I see that? I seen that. I read that this morning.
You might have read it up there. It's probably on a desk up there. I had an agenda request. Like I said, I just submitted that Friday, so
yeah.
You might have been there on the table there.
Right. So, I mean,